talk right now about a shift happening in the United States, and that is brand name packaged goods companies that sell you stuff in the supermarkets. They are becoming also-rans. In the public's mind, retailers have become so powerful and their private store brands so strong that consumers now are perceiving those as superior to the brand name item made by the packaged good company that advertises on TV all day. So when you think ketchup, what did people think? They thought Heinz. When you think mustard, was it French's? When you think of any food item in the supermarket that's been heavily promoted, you think of that brand, or you did. And today, people are just as likely, if you're a Costco shopper, you're more likely to look at Kirkland Signature as a superior brand, Costco's private label, to any brand name item in the warehouse. And Kroger, you're likely to think of their private label that, remind me, Joel, what's the Kroger private label big brand?
Private Selection.
Private Selection. You're likely to think of that as superior to the brand name packaged good from Kraft or whoever else. And if you go to Aldi, you long since gave up thinking that any brand name had value and that whatever Aldi is selling is going to be fantastic in quality, in price, in taste, and in nutrition potentially. This has become so much the way it is that now the bigs are fighting over their brands. Kroger has gone to war with Lidl. And Kroger, the second largest supermarket in the country, has gone to war with Lidl, who you may not have even heard of. That's only in the Carolinas in this point. I think that's right, in Virginia. Although Lidl will open thousands of stores in the United States. They're probably the most sophisticated supermarket operator in the world. 10,000 stores new in the United States, though. And so Lidl and Kroger both use the name, well, one is Private Selection and the other is Preferred Selection. And so Kroger's like, that's too close, Lidl. You're not going to get away with this. We're suing you. Who would ever imagine that the day would come that stores would fight about their private label labels with each other? But that's how much things have changed, and I have more proof. Have you heard of Brandless.com? Brandless.com. Brandless sells everything they sell for $3. And they're all packaged goods. And we're going to buy, we worked this out as a staff, we're buying 24 items from them. We're going to spread them out among the staff, the radio staff, TV staff, and our digital staff. People are going to try their brands, and then we're going to report back to you on brandless.com. And they're big into the organic-y stuff, things that aren't really important to me, things that don't have GMOs. I don't care about that. Anyway, that's why we're spreading it all among the staff, because none of that means a thing to me. I remember the other day I was in Trader Joe's, and I couldn't find the non-organic bananas because the organics are 29 cents each and the non-organics are 19. I wasn't going to spend that extra dime. And so the helpful Trader Joe's person said, didn't point. It's funny about Trader Joe's. They walk you to the other item. And it was like 10 feet away and I was blind. I couldn't see this huge display of bananas. I mean, if you're into organics, fine. My wife's into organics, fine. But me, I don't get it. But anyway, we're going to buy all this organic-y, non-GMO-y stuff from Brandless and be able to report to you if it's going to be a way for you to save money on things you buy. But who would have imagined that somebody would make a brand called Brandless? But that's how much it's changed. And if you're somebody who is still married to brand names in the supermarket, it's time for you to get divorced from those brand names and save money. Save your money. And by the way, if look at it this way, if you separate from that brand name and I send you down that primrose path, you buy the store brand and you're cursing me because the store brand, in your opinion, is lousy, you just end your trial separation, be married again to that brand name. But on the other hand, if you go through the trial separation, you realize the store brand is great, then it's time for the full divorce, and you buy store brand from then forward. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ on demand.